Ernest and I sat and talked for hours. We talked about the undead roaming the grounds and the creatures in the ossuary. Ernest told me that he had left the cemetery out of fear, but if left unchecked, the undead abominations in the cemetery would surely bring out the end of the world as we know it. He began travelling the country trying to piece together some sort of explanation or even find a way to stop them. He spent roughly 18 years trying to find a solution and came up with nothing, dashing any hopes of stopping this once and for all.
Got any more booze?
Ernest asked with a half-frowned smile on his face. Yeah, I think so. Check the fridge. Also, while you're up, do you mind grabbing a pack of smokes?
Sure.
Ernest said, getting up from his chair and making his way over to the fridge. He opened the door and began to rummage through the contents, pushing aside old takeout boxes and expired cartons of milk.
Aha! Uh-huh.
He shouted, retrieving two solo cans of beer from the very back of the fridge. Harrow's Supreme, to be exact. Oh, dude, not them. They've been sitting there for years, who knows what's wrong with those? I said back with a chuckle, nodding to the top of the can at the strange grey mould forming near the pool tab.
Ah, shit.
Ernest said with a sigh as he tossed the cans into the trash.
Here's your smokes.
I caught the pack and started to beat it against the back of my hand to pack the tobacco as I started for the door. I'll be back in a minute, okay? I said over my shoulder as I walked through the door to the outside to smoke my cigarette. I lit it and stopped in my tracks at the shadowy figure standing mere feet away from me. It was humanoid enough. It had a head, two arms, two legs and a torso like any other person. What threw me off was the height. They had to have been over 8 feet tall. We just stood there for a while, staring at one another before I took a step back towards the door to get Ernest. Before I knew it, the thing had lunged at me and pinned me against the ground. I screamed for Ernest, trying to wrestle free from the monster's grasp before I heard the sound of the door being kicked out and the familiar sound of a shotgun being racked.
Holy Jesus, Lord!
He shouted out before firing a single shot center mass at the creature, sending it flying off me. I got to my feet and watched as the creature squirmed on the ground for just a moment. Its movements were similar to that of a cockroach who just got a face full of bug spray. Finish that thing off, I said to Ernest as he started to slowly make his way over to that thing. Suddenly, it jumped up and scurried away on all fours straight towards the ossuary. Ernest fired another two times trying to stop it from reaching its destination, but it was no good. This was the second time I had been inches away from one of those abominations. I couldn't help but shake the fear at the fact, had Ernest not have been there, I would have been dead. I walked over to Ernest to thank him for saving me, but my thanks were cut short on account of the flashing blue and red lights that had just pulled into the parking lot.